Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Moms are going to get celebrated.
Yes.
Very soon. This weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be all about mom. So we want to do the opposite. That's what we do here. We're going to.
Or you could, this could be a way of giving your mom a shout out, but also, you know, nudging her a little.
But in a negative way.
Yeah.
So we want bad mom stories.
Maybe out yourself being a bad mom.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes.
Yes. If you did something really bad, then you can, because I do remember one time when we did this, I remember a mom saying, it's that thing. T, I can relate to this, but you have nephews. Both of you guys have nephews. Like nieces and nephews, whatever. When your kid is quiet for a really long time, when that silence seeps in, you're like, wait.
It's been too long.
Since they did anything.
Yep.
So she just went running out and the kid was just sitting there happily, kind of hidden behind their recliner.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, he's just kind of playing hide and seek. And she was like, come out. And he came out and there's little tufts of fur coming out of his mouth. He had found like a dead mouse behind
him. Oh my God. My God.
Did she rush him to the emergency room?
It's not a good mom, Erica. It's a bad mom.
What?
She
kid?
Covered it up, of course.
What kid just sticks a dead mouse in their mouth?
Little kids will put anything they find into their mouth. They just like, oh, look, ah. Look, razor blades. Ah,
yeah. You're
like, you can't have things down.
Gosh.
And if they're little enough, they don't even have that like, oh, gross thing.
Yeah.
If there's nothing.
It's like, just gross. What's that?
Mm-hmm. Bug, snake, dead mouse, anything.
So he kicked out a good chunk of the mouse. Like he had like spit it out.
But there was enough of the mouse. I can't go on with this conversation.
Trust me. We're about to have phone calls galore.
About dead mice?
No, just moms doing bad things. So who wants to out their mom first?
I'm happy to out my mom.
Your mom listens to the show.
Yeah. She's going to find this funny. Like in hindsight, it's funny.
Okay.
When I was a very little baby, we, you know how beaches often are overcast?
Sure.
Well, like they are.
Okay.
That's a known fact.
It is because I go to the beach for sun.
Right. But like in the mornings or in certain times of years, like May gray is a thing.
Okay.
So she took me and all my siblings, there are four of us total, to the beach and forgot to put a hat on my head and forgot to sunscreen my head. I was a baby.
Oh.
The next day, I had blisters. She said my entire scalp blistered. And for about 6 months, she wondered if I would ever grow hair. And I can confirm today, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a wig. So I did.
Oh my God.
And she was like, I'm the worst mother in the world. But think about it. She was chasing three other kids.
Yeah.
But what do you do for relief when your scalp is blistered?
Asked her that.
That makes me very sad.
I know. But we laugh about it now because I grew hair and I'm like 90% fine.
Agree to
There's
disagree.
There's still the trauma.
All right. So are the rest of us going to out our moms as well?
I might out my wife.
Okay.
Whoa. Before he does that, we want to hear your bad mom story about yourself or your own mother or an adjacent mother. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
It's technically joint, but we're just focusing on the mom part of it today. Oh, so it's all her fault. We had an event. We were doing a Suite Life with the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
Where we used to go and we have a suite and go to a Nuggets game.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And so I'm like, hey, we're going. AHAC, you want to bring Leo, who was, he had just been born.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so he was itty bitty. It was like his first NBA game. This is going to be awesome. So we brought him in and we're in the lobby of Ball Arena and all of a sudden, the drum line gets out there and starts banging on the drum in the lobby.
Yeah.
And it's the loudest sound I've ever heard. I'm like, this is awesome. And then I look over at my tiny, tiny baby with no
zero ear protection.
No ear protection at all.
Was he screaming?
He couldn't hear anything.
For probably days.
He didn't cheer at the game. He was just a huge buzzkill.
Dude, that's
the whole game. And then it was the whole game. We're all both just freaking out. I was like, we didn't even think about ear. And then every
haven't
time
you seen the pictures
like,
of big
cannon, and you're like, no, everyone just relax,
be quiet, please.
Come on.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's the same as Erica's mom. I was like, we just didn't think, and then you're like, wow, what are we doing? Okay. What is she doing?
Yeah,
you know? I'm an idiot. All right, you gotta expect it from me.
Yeah, she's a terrible mom. Aaron,
I mean. So growing up, my mom used to work for Frontier, so we would fly standby. So it was my mom and me and my siblings, so three of us, and then my mom, four total, whatever. So flying standby, we would get separated all the time. It would be like one seat in the middle here, one seat in the aisle here.
That's
like
gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like on the plane, not separate planes.
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes she would send my sister and my brother on the first plane. We'd catch the next one, meet you guys there. They were like
just
12.
Sending. Yep.
And
yep. That's
it's probably parenting. The same location.
Yeah. We'll see. But that's the thing. We would get there and she like our trips were so quick. Like to this day, we still take 1 day trips to California.
OK.
But that means you really have to focus and like get it done. So the amount of times that she's up four blocks away, three of us behind trying to keep up with her. Like she did not.
She abandoned
care.
You in cities.
Yeah,
she was trying to see the sights.
Yeah, every once in a while she'd look back, make sure my sister had us. But like we'd be like Cheryl.
She does call her mom by her first name.
Oh, you don't ever?
I say mom too.
Oh, okay.
I've only seen Cheryl.
That's because it's in like big settings.
Mm-hmm. Anyone could be mom there.
Yeah, exactly. And she has hearing aids. She's deaf. So
to this day, you're always trying to find her.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my mom's a saint, so I don't have anything wrong with her. So if you've...
Boo.
I will tell a mom story in a few minutes. But like, if you've got a bad mom or you are a bad mom, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about bad moms.
Yeah.
And I was the only one who didn't slam my mom or whatever.
Yeah.
Time. So here's the thing. TX still getting some calls, so I'll just tell. Aaron's heard the story more times than she. My mom, when I was young, I cut my leg and I got a staph infection. And so
gross.
They gave me penicillin. Turns out I'm allergic to it, much like you.
Twinsies.
So then what happens, and you've learned this probably, you've killed all of your gut bacteria. So you have to eat plain yogurt. You got to do a bunch of things to get your
probiotics. When you're allergic to something or when you're simply taking an antibiotic?
This was because I was allergic to it, they said it basically killed all my gut biome or whatever. So I had to eat all this plain yogurt and then put acidophilus in milk. So long story longer, my mom put the acidophilus in the milk, gives me a glass and puts it on my cereal and then sits down and I'm like, this tastes weird. And she's like, you just think it tastes weird because you know I put medicine in it. She made me drink that whole dang thing, eat a whole bowl of cereal with it. And then as she was putting the milk away, she took a whiff.
And it was spoiled.
Oh, it was spoiled enough that when she dumped it out, it looked like cottage cheese. It was like chunks.
The sound effect. Of,
yeah. Chunks of stuff falling out of the milk. So.
Did you get ill?
Oh yeah. I'm already ill, but then I got more like
ill.
So here's what happened then.
Oh,
that is why
you were literally sick from the staph infection.
Yes,
sorry, I called you mentally ill.
I was sick from the staph infection, sick from the penicillin, from the hives, and now I'm sick from drinking spoiled
dairy.
Milk. Yeah. So that is why to this day, I don't eat whipped cream, sour cream, cream cheese. If it's white and creamy, I do not put it in my mouth.
Yep.
TX back. Let's take some calls. Alina?
Yay.
Bad mom.
Mom's a drug addict, so she stole all my clothes and toys growing up for drugs.
Oh my God, this boy, this turned fast.
We said one, two, go.
Real? She stole your toys and pawned them? Or did...
Sold them for drugs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, how much can you charge for a Hot Wheel? Like,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It was also like the new clothes for school or Christmas.
Okay.
You know, like she kept all my she kept tags on everything and just jacked everything.
Wow.
When I went to move in with my dad when I was 13 and my brother was 12, we had a box of things between us, total, one box.
Wow. I'm sorry about that, Alina.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Real quick, Hack.
Mm-hmm.
Is this kind of we gonna stay here or are we gonna?
No.
We're gonna.
They're lighter than that.
Carol.
Yay.
Bad moms.
Yeah, my daughter was very athletic when she was about eight. She was in swimming, and we went golfing and bowling for Father's Day weekend. And she kept complaining she had a side ache, and I thought she just pulled a muscle. So I was kind of one of those moms that just said, rub some dirt on it type thing.
Oh, no.
And she ended up having E. coli.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out dirt doesn't work on that.
No.
No, it didn't.
How did you find out? Finally, it got bad enough. She was like, I'm in distress. And you took her to a hospital?
She had a really high temperature.
Yeah, there you go.
E. coli?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember how he said they were going to get better?
Lied.
Thank you, Carol. That's dark. Tim?
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
Bad moms.
All right. Well, she's a great mom now, but...
Oh, boy.
When we were kids, my mom, well, she was young. She was 14 when she had me, so I would say when I was 13 years old, she was 27, still having fun.
Okay.
Well... She decides to leave, and I'm like, hey, Mom, where are you going? And she goes, I'm going to the grocery store. It's like, oh, can I go? She goes, no. I'm like, why? Why can't I go? She's like, because I want to go by myself. So, all right. So I left it alone, and she shows up like 4 days later.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to say hours.
Yeah, me too.
She comes back from the store, and I looked at her right away without even flinching, going, wow, where's all them groceries?
Okay.
Did she ever tell you the truth of where she went?
Yeah, she went out with a couple of friends and a boyfriend for several days.
Oh. Yeah, like to Vegas okay. Or
I'm glad Tim's here today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Tim. And I'm glad you got a better mom now. Hack?
You lied to us.
Selena.
Yay.
Bad mom. What do you got?
So my doctor told me to let my kids
eat what I want them to eat. And they will starve until they're ready to eat. Oh, well, my son went 6 days without eating, and I kept calling the doctor, and they're like, just stick to your gut. Don't feed him. He'll be fine. Well, turns out later that year, he was diagnosed with autism, and he has food sensitivity, and I should have just given in to him.
At least you know now.
The more you know.
I felt horrible starving my child.
Yeah, no. Well, you're not a bad mom. The doctor gave you bad advice.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's flip the script on this thing. Thank
you. Bad doctors.
Thank you. You got maybe one more call before you don't have a job. Okay. I want you
Please, don't
to
do that.
Understand.
My stories. You asked for these stories.
I thought we were going to be a little more. And
yay.
Bad mom. Who'd your mom kill?
Yeah.
Well, so this was a long time ago. I was 2 years old. My sisters were a lot older than me. Uh-huh. And they wanted to go on a driving trip for 3 weeks to Washington, D.C., and they didn't want to take me. So my mom looked in the newspaper and got a complete stranger out of the newspaper to come to our house and take care of me for 3 weeks.
Just hired a rando.
For 3 weeks?
Yep.
3 weeks. And I remember, oh, I still have a vision of her walking down the stairs, and she reminded me of like Granny from Beverly Hillbillies, but uh-huh. Not cool at all. I mean, she was so strict. Okay. And 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Do you hear Hack forcing a laugh to try to save it?
Hilarious. Kind of,
did you keep in touch with her?
absolutely not.
No, I mean, she died. Wow.
Stop. Okay. Well,
all right, thank you, Ann.
Come on, everybody.
Bro, Jacob.
Yay.
Bad mom, what do you got?
So I was riding my scooter in my neighborhood once, and I tripped on, like, I hit a pebble, and I fell and broke my arm.
Ooh.
And it was movie night, so my mom was at the grocery store. I was with my aunt. So my mom comes rushing home, and then she doesn't think I have a broken arm. So she sits me on the couch and gives me Tylenol for 2 hours, and then she finally takes me to the emergency room, and we find out it's fractured in two places.
I've heard of this before. Mm-hmm. Like, this happens.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did your arm heal okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it healed pretty fast. They said it was pretty quick.
All right, yeah.
But now you get to be like, I told you so, Mom.
Yeah, on everything.
All right, the only way we're saving TX's job right now is to collectively laugh.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.